Welcome to Baby Boomers Live, the show about all things human from a baby boomer's perspective. All things hot and all things not. News, reviews, interviews, chat, sex, and what's next. And here are your hosts, Reetha Gray from Betty White's Out There Rockers, and Easy Dad, Jim Zulli.
Good morning, everyone. Good morning, Reetha.
Good morning, Jim. It's a beautiful day in Los Angeles, even though it's a little overcast. It's supposed to rain. We really, really, really need the rain. It was supposed to rain yesterday. Unfortunately, no rain.
We need the rain here in California. Yeah, that's a common situation. It's almost going to rain out here. But when it does, everything looks so clean. You know, I mean, the sky and everything kind of washes everything away. But,
well, that's just it. It rained a little bit on Saturday, and Sunday was just beautiful. I was driving around L.A. with my top down. Sorry, East Coast people, but we get to do that.
No, that's true. We do enjoy our weather out here, and the problem with the East Coast, the Midwest, and everywhere is people don't know what to expect anymore. They could wind up having hail coming down at a time when it's usually sunny, or it could be warm when it's in the middle of winter. Weather's really changing. I don't know what's going to. Is this global
warming? It really
is.
I don't know, but that brings us up to our hot topic.
Ripped from the headline, today's hot topic.
Well, Jim, I'm going to have a two-parter today. My first part's going to be in Hot Topics, and my second part's going to be in Tech Time. I'm going to talk about selfies. Selfies are in the news, and I got to tell you, it's not good news. Data shows that 12 people so far this year have died trying to take a selfie. Can you believe it? I mean, really? You are more likely to die taking a selfie than to be killed by a shark.
Wow.
Only 8 people have been killed by a shark in all of 2015, and 12 people have already died in 2016 selfies. Most selfie-related deaths are caused by falling or being struck by a moving vehicle. You know, I have to admit, I walk and talk on the phone and do all kinds of stuff. But taking a selfie, people will take selfies in front of things like moving trains and then try to jump off the tracks before the train hits them. It's crazy what's going on with the selfies. People are standing on tops of highest buildings and leaning off the sides and trying to take selfies. It's
trying to outdo each other. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Experts believe that the rise in the selfie-related deaths could be due to the fact that people are more willing to put themselves in dangerous situations, such as with animals or posing with in great heights or to impress friends or girlfriends or to boost their social media. Is it worth boosting? Hire Easy Way Broadcasting. Let them help you boost your social media.
Don't hang
off the side of a building. Absolutely crazy. And
I can see a thing there, Reetha.
But it's not just young people. One of the people who died was a 66-year-old Japanese man who became the 12th person to die this year while taking a selfie, falling down some steps, and then he suffered a heart attack. He was trying to take a selfie at the top of some steps. Then he had a heart attack. So he was 66. It's not just Kim Kardashian doing these things. An Australian tourist plummeted 200 meters to her death while trying to take a picture near a rock face in Norway. A Singapore tourist plunged to their death while attempting to take a selfie off the coast of Bali. and another really stupid tourist was gored to death in Spain while he tried to take a picture doing a bull run.
Oh, man.
It's absolutely
you'd never
crazy.
Think of that. You'd never
Meanwhile, in January, two young men blew themselves up. Get this. They blew themselves up taking a selfie with a grenade with the pin pulled. I don't know what this world is coming to. I
well, you
really
get any crazier
know.
Than that.
It's absolutely insane. So what should be well, it's already apparently started a trend. I mean, you are more likely to die taking a dangerous selfie than to get hit by lightning. Less people were hit by lightning last year than have been struck than have been killed while taking a selfie. It's just absolutely insane. So people, I want to say I'm all for selfies. I'm going to talk about how to take some good ones in the Tech Time segment. But seriously, be careful taking selfies. That's my hot topic. What's yours, Jim?
That's amazing. You know, I didn't even think of that. You know, this selfie thing, you'd think, well, somebody's just standing there kind of laughing, taking a picture. But that's extreme stuff. It's amazing. No matter what's going on, there's another side of it. You know, whatever it is, there's an extreme side and there's a danger. Yeah, well, and, you know, I try to touch on the hot news that's spinning around. The Panama Papers have been in the news. I'm not going to go deep into it in this report, just touching on it. What it is the world's rich and famous find ways of, you know, distributing their money, or they say hiding their money so they don't have to be taxed in offshore. And this is one of them, Panama Papers it's called. So we'll get into that later. There's a lot of politicians and so on. But, you know, Reef and I don't think we have to worry about the Panama, where we hide our money. I don't know about you, Reef,
no.
I don't have to worry about it.
No.
And sports, there's a lot going on in sports, but there's an interesting one. The Bulls and the Warriors tied with 72 wins each, which is kind of historic. And then in golf, a lot of you may not follow golf, but there's been a really interesting scenario. In the last Masters Championship, two top golfers battle for the championship. Jordan Spieth, who would have been the first back-to-back champion, now this is very rare, if he had won, and he was, you know, he was doing pretty good. He was on his way to winning the championship when on the seventh hole, it seemed like everything fell apart. I mean, this guy would have been history. But the seventh hole came along, and he had a quadruple bogey and put two shots into the water. It's like he must have lost, Reetha, what do you call it, his mojo or whatever you want to call it?
Absolutely.
And it just went into the lake, I suppose, literally. And the history would have been in the bag, but it was lost to his conservative, well, if you want to call him conservative golfer, 28-year-old Englishman who won by three strokes, and he also had a place in history by his list of winnings. But it's funny how Jordan was way up there, and it just kind of fell apart right at the end. Switching over, CIA boss claims that he will not allow waterboarding on his watch, even if a new elected president says it's okay. So, you know, as far as traveling anywhere.
You know, I'm okay. One of those people, I just don't think waterboarding is the worst thing could happen. I think some spankings I got with a switch as a child has got to be worse than waterboarding. I'm sorry.
Well, it's like Trump says, they're burning people up in cages, they're, you know, beheading them and all this, and what's wrong with waterboarding if we could get some answers, you know. But
and even if you don't, I mean, I hate to say it this way, but even if you don't get some answers, it doesn't kill them, okay?
Yeah.
You
yeah.
survive waterboarding.
And if you're like Reetha and travel, do your homework, because there's storms in the they're hitting the East Coast, and they're still out there, and then you know in the South, and check your. If you're going to the Midwest or something, check what's going on out there. And
yeah, I'm going to go back east next week. Matter of fact, I won't be here next Monday. I'm going to be in NYC, the Big Apple, New York City. I'm going to the Tribeca Film Festival, so I've got to keep up with the weather that's going on back in New York City, because I heard today it was a beautiful day, but over the weekend it was like 50 degrees, and my friend in New York was saying, oh, it's warm, it's 50, and I said, no, wait, I'm from L.A. 50 degrees is not warm.
Yeah, well, it's just that, you know, it like we were talking about earlier, you just don't know. You don't know what's going on with the weather. I mean, you could think you're going into New York and it's supposed to be warm, and all of a sudden they get an ice storm or something. And maybe that's why people are moving out here, which is one of the things that Aretha doesn't push. But we do have a consistency, you know, as far as the weather goes.
It's true. Well, that takes us up to our first commercial.
Welcome to EasyWayBroadcasting.com, your one-stop shop getaway to corporate Hollywood. EasyWay specializes in red carpets and will enhance your experience. EasyWayBroadcasting.com is top-ranked on Alexa and houses the EasyWay TV Film On channel, podcast radio station, and EasyWay magazine. Learn more about the beautiful EasyWay Angels and follow their events calendar. For more information, visit EasyWayBroadcasting.com and click on About Us or call 424-209-9290. Don't forget to subscribe to the website and follow Easy Way on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter pages for amazing updates and opportunities. Remember, that's letter E and letter Z, because, well, we do it the easy way. Easy Way Magazine is your best vehicle to advertise in if you would like to reach a quality database in corporate Hollywood. Not only will you read the stories and enjoy the content, you will also get to interact through social media and get to meet who's featured at the events, as well as get exclusive interviews from your favorite celebrities. Easy Way Magazine is a Los Angeles and Orange County-based magazine, but also reaches an international audience. Subscribe to Easy Way Magazine today by following Easy Way Broadcasting on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, or EasyWayBroadcasting.com's website. To advertise, call 424-209-9290 or email contact at EasyWayBroadcasting.com. That's letter E and letter Z, because we don't do it the hard way. We do it the easy way.
We do it the easy way, indeed. And
absolutely.
And Aretha, I don't know for sure, but Eric might be able to take a little time and stop on the show to touch base with some of the things going on. And the expansion of his network is really growing. And you know about the tech stuff, but, you know, when you tie in with other entities that have powerful reach, and you already have it, so you put it together, and that's a lot. So, well, I don't know. Do we have Eric on the line, or is he not in? Are you available, Eric? Are you on the line yet? No.
Of course I am. I'm always available.
You have
to
have Eric's theme music. You have to have theme music for Eric.
Drum roll.
Gotta have that theme music. Do I have a drum roll sound? Hold on, drum roll. Do we have a drum roll sound?
Drum roll, yeah. Yeah, the problem with Eric is he's always going on. There you go.
I don't have the church. I need the All right, guys, welcome everybody. Hey, what's going on? Radio Boomers Live, baby. You know, you guys are like our most consistent show. I love it. I'm actually starting to sit back and like listen to the information, and I didn't know about the selfie thing, Aretha. That's crazy.
It is.
Yeah. So, Eric, tell us some of the news, some of the updates on what you're working with now, because you're like a rocket. It's hard keeping up with all this stuff. You're working with another company. How's it go?
Well, there's so much news. I mean, yeah, we're doing a lot of things. I mean, we are doing a new television show called Next to Blow, which is involved with Sony Records, Atlantic Records, Warner Brothers, AE Universal. I was just on the phone with the president of AE Universal yesterday, as well as the A&R for AE Universal and Warner Brothers. You know, it's just getting pretty fun, the phone calls, and I'm battling a cold as I'm doing it. But no, the most exciting news is Wascal. You know, some of you guys may have seen the video that we put on our Facebook. Wascal is an amazing technology. That is television technology through Amazon TV. And Wascal, in fact, I actually just got this from the owner. I'm going to read this to you guys. Wascal is introducing the most technology-advanced broadcasting platform in the world, and broadcasting not just to PCs, smartphones, and tablets, but you're on your television set, actually on TV. Wow School is free TV. The way TV was meant to be. Not only do you get to watch TV without paying a subscription, but you get technology features that are not available on other broadcasting platforms. So you can watch an online educational subject on TV with the same functionality as your PC, take tests, send messages to professors, and all other functions associated with an online course. Change camera angles. Watch a concert and choose from which camera angle you want to watch it from. Switch back and forth from the one camera angle to the other. Purchase a product that's being featured on the TV show right there and then. Simply click on the icon in the corner and purchase screen will appear on the TV and smartphone tablet. Choose on which device you want to show to appear, TV, smartphone, tablet, it's all simultaneously. It can be, it's even going to have a social network piece attached to it. Yeah, this is the leading edge of television. Actual television, IPTV, and it's through the Amazon TV platform and our partner is called Wazcool. Now, the big announcement actually is we are now the Time Warner powered by Wazcool. So Easy Way Broadcasting, Easy Way Network is the Time Warner for Wazcool, which means we're going to be accumulating and building up channels and other people. We're just going to help build this platform. We're going to build our platform powered by Wazcool. So you guys are going to start noticing every time we're putting out the Baby Boomers live show, the Radio Boomers live show is going to be on television pretty soon. Through Wazcool.
This is the major transition everybody's talking about, right, Eric? You know, all the transition from TV to all this, all the internet viewing, and then the internet viewing back to the TV. It's really a real mix in what's going on now, keeping up with all this. It's really
exciting.
Well,
you have television that you can watch on TV, and then you have IPTV, which is Internet Protocol Television. So you can watch it on your mobile phone or your tablet. And IPTV is very popular. Everybody's doing IPTV, and everything's transitioning over to this. What it sounds like to me, Wazcool is playing a little bit of both fields, only they have the home court advantage. And we were very blessed to get a deal, a very powerful deal with that. And you know, we put out content, we put out information, we produce shows. We have a lot of different things that we want to do the easy way, and we want to put out programming that's a little different. And we're really anxious to be doing this. There's a big event in Las Vegas at the Wynn Hotel celebrating this. Some of our Easy Way people will be there. Me and the owner of Wazcool are really, you know, talking to some very amazing people and very high-level, high-profile people, which is going to hit the baby boomer market, the millennial market, all markets. And if you guys want to know more, just follow Easy Way Broadcast on Twitter, E-Z-W-A-Y Broadcast. Or, you can obviously follow Radio Boomers Live, and you'll get totally updated.
Of course.
Download the app. Download the app, Easy Way app.
Of course. Yeah, and that's the text 21777, and then just type in letter E, letter Z.
You text easy, yeah, letter E, letter Z to the number 21777. We appreciate Text Me Leads for sponsoring us with that.
Oh, that's amazing. Yeah, you know, and this is history, isn't it, Reese? You know, with all the way everything's transitioning. It's like
who would have thunk it? In our lifetime, we've gone from radio to internet to TV to just all kinds of communication, and this is just the next phase.
Tech time at its best, probably.
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah. No,
well,
Eric,
thank you for joining us and telling us everything that's going on. And
thank you, Eric.
We're just going to have to hold our breath and get ready.
See what's up.
All right, guys, I'm out of here.
So long, Eric. Thanks again. Yeah, Reese, it's the next wave of technology. And, you know, if you have these companies, you really got to keep up, you know?
We really have to keep up. And speaking of keeping up, it's time for Tech Time.
Tech Time.
Smartphone, cell phone, PC, Mac, tablet, iPad. That's right, it's Tech Time.
Well, I said it was going to be a two-part selfie day, so this is part two of selfies. This is how to take a good selfie. Let's start with number one. Don't do dangerous or stupid things. Don't stand in front of moving vehicles. Don't hang off of buildings or mountains. Don't stand on rocks that the waves will wash you over. Do very safe selfies. So let's start with how to do a good selfie now. First of all, taking selfies is a fun way to show the world your confidence, your personality, and your fashion sense. So from people who are Academy Award winners to models to just plain old everyday people, take selfies all the time. But don't just point your camera at your face and take a shot. You need to plan it. Kim Kardashian does not take a picture and then post it. Trust me. She likes it. She takes several different angles. She has other people shoot them. We're not going to go to that extreme. We're just going to talk about how to take a regular old selfie. First of all, you might want to get a selfie stick. And, of course, we recommend GripDat.com for the GripDat selfie stick, which is a wireless Bluetooth selfie stick for your iPhone. But you don't have to have a selfie stick. You just have to have some type of camera or a cell phone, and you can take a selfie. So first of all, you want to strike a pose. You want to capture a good angle. Instead of taking a picture just head on, experiment with different angles to show off your best features. If you turn your head a few degrees to the right or to the left, your features will appear less flat. And you hold the camera slightly higher than your head so that it's pointing down. That helps your eyes look bigger, and it kind of smooths out your wrinkles. Not that we have wrinkles, but in case you do. Hold the camera just a little bit higher above your head, and it avoids you having what they call the pig nose. And here's some other good ideas for some angles. Know your good side angle. Which side of your face is more symmetrical or your best side? And angling the camera slightly above yourself and taking a snapshot of your face and chest will highlight your cleavage, ladies, so if that's what you want to do. And since this position is fairly unnatural, odds are you already know what the camera will focus on when you take the selfie like that. You know what I mean? So make sure you strike a pose. Show off something new. I mean, we always want to take a picture of ourselves, but if you have something new to show off, it's even better. So whether you just got a new haircut, you got new makeup, just got your eyebrows waxed, anything new, just show it off. Could be your new lunch. A lot of people do selfies with their lunch. But a good selfie should have something new in it. Be sure to smile or do something at least cheerful. Nobody really wants to see a sad face selfie unless there's a reason for it. If, you know, something happened tragic, and then it's appropriate to look sad in your selfie. But by and large, if you're trying to up your social media, look happy or cheerful. Focus on one feature. So a lot of times we just take our whole face in a selfie. If you're doing your lips, put on nice lipstick. If you're doing your eyes, make sure your eyes are made up. If you have great eyes and you take lots of eye pictures, use different colored makeup each time that you use your you take your selfie of your eyes. But again, smile and look charming, and focus on that one feature. Have an interesting expression. If you're not going to smile, do something interesting or funny or comedic, something that people, that's silly, something that people would want to look at and laugh at and really enjoy. And you can also take a full-length photo. A lot of times you see this in the bathroom mirror. Now, I personally don't like the bathroom mirror selfie, but it's a good way to take a full-length selfie. You point the camera at the mirror and shoot yourself in the mirror. A lot of people do those, and apparently people like them. And then try to look natural. Don't add too many filters at one time and fuzz it all out. Back in the old days, they used to put Vaseline over the lens of the camera to make the older actresses look younger. It would kind of make them fuzzy, kind of, but it would make them look younger. What can I say? Don't try to do that too much. Try to look more natural. That's what people are looking for today. And if you're going to take a photo of your shoes, take a flattering angle so your legs look thin. Look at your selfie before you send it out. Make sure that it's a flattering photograph of whatever you're taking a picture of. If it's your new pair of shoes, make sure your legs look good too, not just the shoes. And know which poses are considered passe. There's certain selfie poses that, you know, everybody's doing, but after a point, they become passe. They get past their prime. So you can still contribute your own new selfie pose, but don't just keep doing the same old pose because everybody's doing it. Sometimes it's just time to move on. So those are my tips for taking selfies. And
very
I got to go, Jim. I've got an audition this morning, so I'm going to let you close out the show yourself.
Good luck with your audition.
Well, thank you. That's the peril of being a working actress. You got to go to work. What can I say? So, everybody, I won't see you next Monday. I will be in New York. Anybody in the New York area, come to Tribeca. I will be there in the virtual reality pavilion on Monday, April 18th. I'll be there at noon to see Killer Deal. That's the film that I'm going to be in. It's a virtual reality movie. It's a short, so you won't be there long, but you can stay the whole day in the virtual reality pavilion if that's what you're into. And I will see you guys in a couple of weeks. Have a great time. And, Jim, you just enjoy the rest of the show.
Well, thank you, Reese. And, again, good luck with your audition.
Okay, thanks.
Okay, baby boomers, it's time for Jim from Jim.
Okay, guys, another reminder of playing it safe. I know it gets kind of repetition after a while, but here are several of the safe investments for the baby boomers. In an article of Go Banking Rates, they show us some of the safest places to put your money. So baby boomers are leading the change of the new retirement, okay? The new retirement reality, with only 10% of boomers, age workers, expecting income from defined benefit programs. Okay, remember that from defined benefit programs, it's all structured. Retirement financial planning has shifted largely to the individual. Well, there we go. There's a magic little, whatever you want to call it, to the individual. That's where the risk comes in. And that's what we've been talking about, how people lose their money. We don't want to lose their money now at this age, you know, about faulty, it's just very frustrating. I read so many articles and do so much research about people who have lost money in these investments, and some had a lot of money. To sustain in a comfortable standard of living throughout their retirement years, boomers need to grow their wealth with low-cost investing that offers regular returns and tax advantages while minimizing short-term risk. That kind of makes sense. You got to remember, not every investment portfolio should be the same among boomers. We talk about this so much. I told you how many times about I put a lot of money in real estate, and a couple storms come along, things change. One of the keys to a successful investment strategy is what? Yep, diversification. And here are a few index funds. These are the few of the good ones, they say. All right, they're a safe investment, aggressive enough to provide strong returns. All right, then you go down, you got ETFs. These funds can be traded on an exchange like stocks, allowing boomers to get a variety of assisted classes like stocks and bonds, real estate. Remember, we talked about that before. This is a variety. You can reach out, talk to your professional, and you get each stock. And you research each stock, you research, you know, if you're going to be, you get the variety, stocks, bonds, so on. And your blue chip dividend stocks. Mike Scarlin, CEO of Born to Sell, recommends boomers investing in high quality stocks that are stable and provide a reliable dividend income. And then you go down peer-to-peer lending, okay, investing in loans. For boomers already holding a great deal of their portfolio and stock market, certified financial planner Jeff Rose recommends safe investing through peer-to-peer lending. again and again, I tell you, if you're going to invest, do your research, talk to a professional, and we go down to annuities. Since very few boomers have pensions. Yeah, that's right. A lot of times we think, everybody's got a pension. Everybody's going, no. They don't all have pensions. Planner Shannon Ryan recommends annuity products for conservative boomers who would like a guarantee of an income they cannot outlive. And then you got your CDs, certificates of deposits. Another option for conservative boomers, investing. When you put your money into a CD, you agree to leave it there for a while. And if you do that, the banks will give you a higher interest rate. If I, you know, so that makes sense. But you got to leave it. Now, if you withdraw it, you know what happens. You get your penalty. As I have said before, if you plan to part with your hard-earned money, do your research. You know, we don't want to invest in situations, or, you know, even when it comes into starting a business. If you're going to invest in a certain situation, if you're going to buy a business, make sure you have some knowledge of it. The people that wind up becoming more successful are in being involved in a business that they have a background in. I got to take a breath because, you know, while I'm telling you this stuff, what's on the back of my mind is, as I research some of this, I see so much that shows how people have invested in situations and they have lost so much. The ones I don't understand are people that have $200,000-$400,000 and start some kind of investment program. It doesn't turn out to be too legitimate, and they wind up losing some money. It's like, then it's time to stop. I know it's all risky. It goes up and down, but if it keeps going in the downward trend, you basically want to pull out. But, you know, then again, it's not easy. When I had my real estate, should I pull out when I saw in 08, you know, all these prices, you know, it just started reversing. I'm watching all this appreciation over so many years. I'm thinking, oh, this is a fun ride. All the homes are going up in value, but then it slows down and they start creeping down. Well, when is the time that you should jump off after you put so much for a down payment? You got so much invested in the property, but now it's starting to drop and you're losing money. The property value is going down. You're losing your equity, and maybe the rental income you were getting is being depreciated. And should you jump ship and say, well, wait a minute, it's going to drop down, but it might wind up going up again? Well, overall, in the long run, with real estate, it does go up, but some people jump ship and they take their money, liquefy, and wind up investing it. Okay, so, but basically, you know, you'd need a crystal ball to predict all this. But anyway, moving right along, that wraps it up, and I'm going to try to get Eric back on. And if he's back on, we could kind of touch base on some of the final things that are going on. Eric, are you around?
Yeah, I'm here.
We got him back on. There we go. I just want to touch base real quick on some of the things that, just a quick wrap up, because we're going to wrap up the show. Reef had to go, and I touched base with some of the investment portfolio situations. And I just wanted you to just lay it out there for us. What are some of the things that are going on that you can remind people of?
Well, definitely everybody can download the app, easywaymobile.com, to know anything that we have going on. But we have, you know, the magazine. We're working on the second issue. We are accepting submissions and content for that. We are looking for a lot of content, you know, as far as our channel and our network with Amazon TV and Wow School. We have a new event coming up on August 6th, which is going to be in Ontario, California. We're also doing auditions and castings and shooting the Next to Blow show out there. But August 6th, we're going to be doing the it's actually a little bit different and unique. It's going to be a pretty awesome event. My mind's
But I'm hearing people are pretty excited about what you're putting together out there.
Yeah, it's a seminar. It's a tech and it's an entrepreneurtainment social tech concert seminar. So it's gonna be a lot of fun performances as well as education. A lot of people want to know how I do what I do, how I got where I got, how I've gotten the people I've gotten behind me. We're gonna be teaching you guys all about that, and I'm gonna be doing a full panel, answering questions and really kind of telling you guys how I've done what I've done, and we also have Shane Sparks involved, and
sure.
a lot of great people are going to be involved in this one, and it's going to be
a lot of sense, that's for sure. Yeah.
Our social media right now is almost a 500,000 total reach, so that's pretty cool.
And that situation that one you were mentioning before about what was it that American Idol stopped doing their deal, and now you're kind of coming along with something that sounds pretty exciting. It's going to be a world tour.
Well, it's not that American Idol stopped. They're still going to be. They're not going to do. From what I know, they're not going to do their shows anymore. But they're going to be loaning their name. We're coming in on a charity perspective and using direct, actual, like many of them, main label owners and A&Rs and people that can really help you in music, dance, DJing, singing, all the talent. And my partners are some of the top people in music. They've been behind Lady Gaga and all the biggest people. They actually have the people that have won The Voice, everybody on The Voice, everybody on all the biggest talent shows. They're signed to them.
Wow, that's going to be quite a panel.
Well, we're going to be doing panels, workshops, a lot of showcases, a ton of showcases. And this show is called The Next to Blow, so you'll see it out there on social media. And you can email EasyWayTV, letter E, letter Z, WAYTV at gmail.com if you want to be a part of it.
That's amazing. Yeah, I mean, we're talking about the transition. It's, it's kind of it's a lot of work, but it's exciting too when you see what's going on with social media and television and the. But this is kind of a historic time that I see, especially with the baby boomers. They're going along, and it's a big change when you're all of a sudden you're holding a phone and you can watch TV on the phone. You could check out the apps and all that kind of thing. I see people in restaurants that are in their 80s and they're reading a book on their iPad. So it's a big difference today than it was, and I give
it's
you a lot
definitely.
Of credit.
It's a new age. It's all new tech, and everything is if you don't know about tech, I suggest you grab your grandson or granddaughter and stick to them real close, because it's all changing.
Well, they say now, now they're really young, and you got a 5-year-old showing the parents how to work their system on their iPad or something, because they're literally growing up with this kind of stuff. Kind of like you in a way. You started with computer young. But it's
thanks
exciting, and I know it's time to wrap up. So we'll wrap down, guys. And thanks to everyone for tuning in. And Aretha, good luck with your audition. And Eric, great work on all that you're doing. I know it's a lot of hard work. And we'll talk to everybody. Tune in next week, and we'll get more updates. I got more information on investing and Aretha, more high tech situations. And we'll keep up with Eric, and I've got a lot more stuff to talk about with the elections and kind of fill you in on what's actually going on. Because
all right, guys. Bye-bye.
So I'll let you go, Eric. Thanks much. And everyone, I mean, if you do follow the elections, it's confusing, the delegates, the superdelegates, all that kind of stuff. So we'll get you all straightened out on that, and we'll let you know what's going on. And till then,
Easy Way Broadcasting is the place to hear everything you need to know about entertainment and business. Now, you can see more about Eric Easy Zuli and all his connections through his online TV network, WTV Network. You can watch the latest videos and read the most up-to-date articles. Keep your eyes on WTV Network to see what's coming in the next few weeks. You'll see the newest web series and original talk shows. Follow Eric at Hollywood It Guy to find out what is new and what is happening in the upcoming weeks. For more information on WTV Network, go to www.thewtv.com.
Thank you for listening to Baby Boomers Live with your host, Aretha Gray, star Betty White's Out There Rockers, and Easy's dad, Jim Zuli. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, and keep up with us at babyboomerslive.info.
Baby Boomers Live, brought to you by EasyWayBroadcasting.com on Blog Talk Radio.